Victory, Breitbart editors battle against insider trading forces president's hand. By Wynton Hall on January 24, 2012. In a State of the Union speech devoid of clarity or specifics, President Barack Obama offered but one shining exception: a direct call for members of Congress to send him a bill to ban congressional insider trading. YouTube McPews underscore MBE. Send me a bill that bans insider trading by members of Congress and I will sign it tomorrow, President Obama said to applause. Let's limit any elected official from owning stock in industries they impact. Since the release of Throw Them All Out, Breitbart editor Peter Schweitzer has been a one-man battalion fighting for members of Congress to abide by the same insider trading laws that apply to all Americans. President Obama's speech Tuesday night is evidence that Schweitzer's battle against congressional insider trading and cronyism has scored a critical victory. It appears that our message has finally broken through, said Schweitzer in an interview Tuesday night with Breitbart News. Thousands of citizens across America have called and written their representatives and the White House demanding a ban on congressional insider trading. The president's speech tonight is proof that their efforts were not in vain. Now is the time to apply maximum pressure and get behind Representative Sean Duffy's RY, Restrict Act. It's the best proposal I've seen to date. The Restrict, Restoring Ethical Standards, Transparency, and Responsibility in Congressional Trading Act, H.R. 3550, would require members of Congress to either establish blind trusts or submit to a 3-day public disclosure of any and all investments. According to Schweitzer, the bill is preferable to other bills, such as the Stock, Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act, which Schweitzer believes do not go far enough to remedy the problem. Since November, Peter Schweitzer and Breitbart News have published numerous articles detailing bipartisan instances of congressional insider trading that have included Representative Spencer Batches, RL, Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, Senator John Kerry, DMA, all of which were featured in a special report by 60 Minutes. There's still much work to be done, said Schweitzer. We need to get behind Rep. Duffy's Restrict Act and let our leaders know that we will not stand idly by as members of Congress profit off of access to material, non-public information.